Welcome to Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Boesberger. Batting second. The second baseman, Jackie Hayes. Batting third. The right fielder, Hank Steinbacher. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Mike Krivic. Batting fifth. The left fielder, G. Walker. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Joe Quell. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Marv Owen. Batting eighth. The catcher, Luke Sewell. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Ted Lyons. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Ted Lyons. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Lynn Larry. Batting second. The right fielder, Bruce Campbell. Batting third. The second baseman, Odell Hale. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Jeff Heath. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Earl Averill. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Hal Trosky. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Ken Keltner. Batting eighth. The catcher, Frankie Pitlock. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bob Feller. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Bob Feller. And now, play ball. Boesberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berger hits a fly ball into left field. Heath settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jackie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes hits a fly ball into right field. Campbell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Hank Steinbacher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Steinbacher takes first base on ball four. Mike Krivic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krivic hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Steinbacher moves to second. G. Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker takes first base on ball four. Steinbacher moves to third. Krivic moves to second. Joe Quell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Quell strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Lynn Larry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larry hits a fly ball into right field. Steinbacher settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bruce Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell hits a pop-up towards short. Berger settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Odell Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Lyons fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Marv Owen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Owen takes first base on ball four. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Hale settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ted Lyons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lyons is called out on strikes. Two outs. Boesberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berger is 0 for 1 in the game. Berger hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Hale settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Steinbacher who is chasing the ball. Heath reaches third base with a triple. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Heath scores. It's 1-0, Indians. Hal Trosky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trosky hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Averill moves to third. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner hits a fly ball into center field. Krivic settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Averill scores. One out. It's 2-0, Indians. Frankie Pitlock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pitlock hits a fly ball into right field. Steinbacher settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Feller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Feller is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 2, and the White Sox 0. The White Sox will come to bat. Jackie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 0-for-1 in the game. Hayes hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Hale reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Hank Steinbacher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Steinbacher is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Steinbacher hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Feller fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Mike Krivic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krivic is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Krivic hits a fly ball into right field. Campbell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. G. Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Walker takes first base on ball 4. Steinbacher moves to second. Joe Quell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Quell is 0-for-1 in the game. Quell hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Hale settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 2, and the White Sox 0. The Indians will come to bat. Lynn Larry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larry is 0-for-1 in the game. Larry hits a ball on the ground towards third. Owen fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bruce Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell is 0-for-1 in the game. Campbell hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Odell Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale is 0-for-1 in the game. Hale hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Campbell moves to third. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 1-for-1 in the game, with a triple. Heath hits a ball on the ground towards first. QL fields it and throws to home to get Campbell. Hale moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Averill takes first base on ball 4. Hale moves to third. Heath moves to second. Hal Trosky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trosky is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Trosky hits a ball on the ground towards third. Owen fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 2, and the White Sox 0. The White Sox will come to bat. Marv Owen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Owen is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Owen hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hale scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 0-for-1 in the game. Sewell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hale scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ted Lyons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lyons is 0 for 1 in the game. Lyons hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Feller fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 2, and the White Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 0 for 1 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Keltner hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of Krivic, who is chasing the ball. Keltner reaches third base with a triple. Frankie Pitlock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pitlock is 0 for 1 in the game. Pitlock hits a fly ball into center field. Krivic settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Keltner scores. One out. It's 3-0, Indians. Bob Feller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Feller is 0 for 1 in the game. Feller hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hayes scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Lynn Larry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larry is 0 for 2 in the game. Larry hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Hayes settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 3, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Boesberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berger is 0 for 2 in the game. Berger hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jackie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 0 for 2 in the game. Hayes hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hale fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Hank Steinbacher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Steinbacher is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Steinbacher hits a fly ball into center field. Averill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 3, and the White Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Bruce Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Campbell hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Odell Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Hale bunts towards first. QL scoops it up and throws to first, with Hayes covering, for the out. Campbell moves to second. One out. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 1 for 2 in the game, with a triple. Heath hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hayes scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Campbell moves to third. Two outs. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Averill hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Campbell scores. It's 4-0, Indians. Hal Trosky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trosky is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Trosky hits a ball on the ground towards third. Owen fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 4, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Mike Krivic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krivic is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Krivic hits a fly ball into center field. Averill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. G. Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 0 for 0 in the game. With two walks. Walker takes first base on ball 4. Joe QL is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. QL is 0 for 2 in the game. QL hits a fly ball into center field. Averill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Marv Owen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Owen is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Owen hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Trotsky settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 4, and the White Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 1 for 2 in the game, with a triple. He's got 1 RBI. Keltner hits a line drive towards third. Owen reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Frankie Pitlock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pitlock is 0 for 2 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Pitlock hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Lyons fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bob Feller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Feller is 0 for 2 in the game. Feller hits a ball on the ground towards first. QL scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Feller for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 4, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 0 for 2 in the game. Sewell takes first base on ball 4. Ted Lyons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lyons is 0 for 2 in the game. Lyons hits a fly ball into right field. Campbell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Boesberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berger is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Berger takes first base on ball 4. Sewell moves to second. Jackie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 0 for 3 in the game. Hayes hits a ball on the ground towards first. Trotsky scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Hayes for the out. Sewell moves to third. Berger moves to second. Two outs. Hank Steinbacher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Steinbacher is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Steinbacher hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hale scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 4, and the White Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Lynn Larry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larry is 0 for 3 in the game. Larry hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bruce Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Campbell bunts towards the mound. Lyons fields it and throws to first for the out. Larry moves to second. One out. Odell Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Hale hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Larry moves to third. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 1 for 3 in the game, with a triple. Heath hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Lyons fields it and throws to first for the out. Hale moves to second. Two outs. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Averill is walked intentionally. Hal Trotsky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trotsky is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Trotsky hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hayes fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 4, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Mike Krivic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krivic is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Krivic hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hale scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. G. Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 0-for-0 in the game. With 3 walks. Walker hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Averill, who is chasing the ball. Walker reaches third base with a triple. Joe QL is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. QL is 0-for-3 in the game. QL takes first base on ball 4. Marv Owen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Owen is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Owen hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Walker scores. QL moves to third. It's 4-1, Indians. Rip Radcliffe pinch hits for Luke Sewell. Rip Radcliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Radcliffe hits a ball on the ground towards first. Trotsky fields the ball, tags the runner, and throws to second to catch Owen for the double play. QL scores. It's 4-2, Indians. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 4, and the White Sox 2. The Indians will come to bat. Tony Renssa now catching. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 1-for-3 in the game, with a triple. He's got 1 RBI. Keltner hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Frankie Pitlock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pitlock is 0-for-3 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Pitlock hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Owen settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Feller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Feller is 0-for-3 in the game. Feller bunts towards the mound. Lyons fields it and throws to first for the out. Keltner moves to second. Two outs. Lynn Larry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larry is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Larry hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Steinbacher. Larry reaches second base with a double. Keltner scores. It's 5-2, Indians. Bruce Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. Campbell hits a pop-up towards short. Berger settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 5, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Larry Rosenthal pinch hits for Ted Lyons. Larry Rosenthal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosenthal is called out on strikes. One out. Boesberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berger is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Berger hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Feller fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jackie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 0-for-4 in the game. Hayes hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hale scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 5, and Chicago White Sox, 2. Goodbye from Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland.